He's talking about spiritual believing ones. Spiritual, look what he's saying. He's saying, look, what he's trying to say here is, guys, you're living life, you're experiencing life, you're in the world, but you're not of the world. And I know there's people among you that feel a little pressed down. You're going through stuff. Life's trying to eat your lunch. You're feeling the pressure sometimes of the world. But be patient. Establish your heart, because the Lord's coming soon. Don't let go. Don't give up. Do you see what he's saying in this chapter? Honestly, when Pastor Don called people up to be prayed for and the Holy Spirit, I felt in my heart there was a whole handful of people, and I almost got up about three times and just invited you up, and I just didn't. And that's neither here nor there. I'm not weighing that, whether I miss God or not. There's a point here. There's times we're in an atmosphere like this, corporate worship, God's presence, people willing to love and bless. And if you ever feel like life is pressing you down, or you feel like you can't just be free in the presence of the Lord, man, and you get an opportunity like he gave today, you just come up and say, look, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. I just need refreshed. I just need touch. I just want to stand here. Would you just pray for me? I want fresh perspective. I want fresh fire in my heart. I just want God to touch me. You see what I'm saying? Because what you're saying is, I'm not yielding to this thing that's not God. I'm not giving in. My emotions aren't for sale. My life's not for sale. I'm in the Christ. I'm going to stand here in your presence, God. And you let people bless you and pray for you. And let the Holy Ghost come and love on you a little. You get it? Because I felt that. I felt like some people were carrying the pressures of life in that time of worship. And there was a time just to be set free. Amen? You guys were on my heart. I just want to prove some things over you. Not because there was a pressure, just because I heard some things. And I love you guys. It's good to see you. Amen. Okay. Is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, spiritual believing ones, spiritual maturing.